Lord, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in once again to the Gospel Truth broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we want to turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for a word of prayer. And as we look to the Lord and trust in the Lord, knowing that God is able to do all things, we will have Evangelist Sheila Hameen to come forth and lead us in the opening prayer. Praise the Lord, with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh my God, we come before you right now. We humble ourselves, Lord, asking that you will have mercy, that you will look down on us with compassion.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Oh my God, touch our minds, Lord, touch our hearts. Lay your hand upon us in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We are praying, God, that you will move during this broadcast.
Yes.
That you will manifest your power. Let the glory of God be revealed. Lord,
yes.
Send forth your word tonight.
Your
send
word.
Your anointing.
Yes.
Let your word have free course in the name of Jesus. Pray, God, that your word will reach every hearer. Oh, Lord, lay your hand upon us. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Do wonders, oh my God.
Yes,
we are
Lord.
Looking unto you and we're depending on you, Lord God. For we can do nothing without you. We're down here waiting on you, Lord.
Waiting,
Jesus.
Jesus.
And while we're waiting, oh God, move in a mighty way, God.
Yes,
do
Lord.
Do wonders, Lord Jesus. Heal the sick, oh my
heal,
God.
Jesus.
And cover those who are discouraged. Lift up the hands that hang down, oh Lord. We pray, God, that you will move right now, Lord God.
Move,
even
Jesus.
In the prisons, Lord. Go into the jail cells. Move, oh Lord, on the
Jesus.
Inmates who are in those places. Have mercy, oh God.
Have mercy.
In the name of Jesus, we know you have the power. You can do everything.
Yes.
We are praying, Lord, for the saving of souls. Oh, Lord God, let your word break up a stony heart. Oh, God,
yes.
Let your word reach that soul that seems to be so far gone. But we
yes,
know, Lord.
Lord,
that you are able to reach every soul. None
yes.
are too far away that you cannot yes. reach them. But we believe you right now, God.
Yes, Lord.
And we are taking you at the word. Oh, Lord God, send on power. Send on strength tonight, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Send on encouragement, my God. Send on understanding concerning your word, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help us.
Help
do your will, God. We need your help, my God. And we are down here waiting on you. Teach us, Lord, how to accept what you allow. Teach
yes,
us, oh God, how to hold fast to that which we have. Teach us, Lord Jesus, how to look to you evermore and not doubt. But, Lord, take away all doubt. Take away unbelief right now, Lord. Move
yes, Lord.
It out of our way. Move it right now,
move,
Lord
Jesus.
And help us, oh God, to believe
help.
As the scripture says,
yes,
without
Lord.
Doubting, without wavering,
yes.
And Lord, to continue to look to you and to trust in you, for you are the
yes.
author and the finisher of our faith, and we are looking to you right now, God, asking that you will continue to bless this ministry, that you will bless
yes.
the host, oh God, to do your will and to obey your commandments even
yes.
the more, Lord. Use her for your user in a great and a mighty way to reach the souls of men even around the
yes.
world, Lord. Do it right now in the name
right
of
now,
Jesus.
In the name of
oh,
Jesus.
God, we pray, Lord, that you'll remember those who are on the prayer list.
Yes.
Look on the bereaved family tonight.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, my Lord, we are asking a special prayer for those who are bereaved of their loved ones.
Yes.
We're praying,
Lord,
God, for comfort, for consolation.
Oh, for
we are praying, Lord,
Lord,
for strength, Lord, to uphold the families
during this difficult time. Lord, send your holy angels to minister to them whatsoever their needs are. Oh, God, please supply those needs in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
do it, Lord God, both spiritually, naturally, emotionally, and financially.
Yes.
We know you're able right now, Lord God. We believe it, and
we
count
you.
It done. And we give you thanks, Lord.
Thank you.
We bless your holy
thank
name.
You. Thank you.
We
thank you
for this prayer, Lord. We thank you.
Thank
for
you, Lord.
We thank you for the healing of your spirit, Lord. We
thank
you for
the
outpouring of your spirit, oh God. We thank you for allowing us to feel your presence, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank
you,
oh God, for your touch tonight, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus,
Lord,
for the healing of the sick, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I will be reading from the 26th number of Psalm and beginning with verse 1. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash mine hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hand is mischief and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregation will I bless the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for the reading of his word from the 26th number of the book of Psalms. And at this time we will have our announcement and a song coming through Evangelist Sheila Khadijah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 58476. 81#. And you may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/grace-5. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, Title 1, Score, and 1 is O-N-E. And we want to continue to pray for the bereaved Gail family. And we want to continue to pray for Esther Holloway, Donald Holloway, Jill Bradley. Pray for any unsaved family members, Mika Ray, the pastor in Camden, Denitra Blackshirt, India West, Eva Brown Feliciano, Sister Adele, Mary Anderson, Samuel Anderson, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Jada McBride, Margie Paldo, Charles Morris, Shirley Donaldson, and all those who are requesting prayers. Amen. Praise the Lord. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to sing a portion of this song. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child. Save me, Lord. I want you to save me till my head look new. Save me till my feet do too. Hold me all the while. Hold me as your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child. Save me, Lord. I want you to save me till my hands look new. Save me till my feet do too. Hold me all the while. Hold me as your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, I'm going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I thank God for prayer. Thank God for the opening scripture and for that beautiful selection. I just thank God for all of you who have tuned in tonight to the broadcast. Praise the Lord. I'm praying that God will bless you in a great and a mighty way. And just looking back on the scripture that was read, there are some verses that really stand out. And the one verse in verse 6, I will wash mine hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord. And then the 7th verse, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving That's what we should be doing. We should
be
giving God thanks.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We need to publish the wondrous work of the Lord. Tell everything that God has done for you. And anything that God does is great. It's mighty. Hallelujah. It's miraculous. And so we need to publish with the voice of thanksgiving in the congregation of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I just want to encourage everyone to be more thankful.
Amen.
And try not to complain or mumble about anything, because every day is a day of thanksgiving.
Yes.
Every day that God lets us live, it's a blessing indeed to be alive. Praise the Lord. It's a blessing to be in the land of the living. Praise God. It's another opportunity for us to do a work for God, to get whatever's wrong right. Hallelujah. To make sure that we are ready and prepared to meet our Maker, because one day we're going to leave this world.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is here to stay, but we're preparing for the hereafter. Oh, glory to God. And every day, give God thanks. Bless his name. Tell somebody what the Lord has done for you. Even if it's just he woke me up this morning.
All right.
He could have just let you go on into the hereafter. Please tell what God has done for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's a blessing to have the opportunity to praise and worship the Lord, to do something for God. It's a blessing to have that opportunity. Not too many people, the people who thought that they would be here, they are already gone. Pandemic came and took thousands and thousands, millions of people away from this world.
Mm-hmm.
And they are gone now, gone into the hereafter.
Yes.
They can't do anything else on this earth.
Amen.
That is over.
Amen.
But we are still here. Thank the Lord.
Yes.
And while we're here, let's be thankful.
Yes.
Praise be to God. Let's be thankful. And we can walk in our integrity. And
Amen.
We have the Lord who has redeemed us and who is very merciful toward us. And so I just want to encourage you to just think on the goodness of the Lord and go tell somebody anywhere. Go find somebody to tell.
Yes.
Don't need nobody. Just holler out what he's done for you.
Amen.
Don't know who might hear it.
That's right.
Praise God. But we are thankful. We just thank God. My soul is rejoicing. I'm happy. God has been moving and doing great and mighty things.
Yeah.
I thank God for this broadcast, the Gospel Truth broadcast, because God is truly blessing through this ministry.
Yeah.
And I am so glad that God made the way for this ministry to come about.
Amen.
And at this time, let us prepare our hearts and our minds to receive the word of God. Let's prepare to hear from the Lord. And while the speaker prepares to come forth, let us pray along with her and for her that God will speak, that he will minister to us through her as his vessel. Amen. Praise the Lord. So stop what you're doing. Put away all your little things that you are busy with and just put your mind directly on the Lord and receiving the word from the Lord. At this time, we present in the person of the host of the Gospel Truth broadcast, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for those beautiful, encouraging exhortations coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen. I tell you, we're living in a time now where everybody, and especially the people of God, need some encouragement. People are going through so much down here, I'm telling you, death is riding. Oh, my God, hatred is abounding. The love of many is waxing cold. And we are living in trying, very trying times. And we need some kind of comfort, some kind of encouragement to go a little further in the Lord. So we thank the Lord for those words of encouragement and words of exhortations coming through her. And at this time, we're going to bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, for this opportunity to project the word of God once again. We pray that you would let your word go out, send your anointing, bless some soul, help somebody to surrender their life unto you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the word of God. We're going to go to the book of Daniel and the third chapter. And we will begin reading with the first verse. And my title theme is, He Will Deliver His People. Glory to God. Thank the Lord. Beginning with verse 1, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the Protestants to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages. In other words, the herald cried aloud, and he was saying to the people that they were commanded. These people were commanded. In verse 5, it says that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar king has set up. So what he was saying was at the time that they would hear the sound of these musical instruments, that they were to fall down and worship the golden image that this king had set up. Verse 6, and whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sack, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. Now, we know that Satan is an accuser of the brethren, but he began to accuse the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp,
sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falls not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. So this is what they did. They went to the king and began to say, oh, king, live forever. That, in other words, everybody was supposed to fall down and worship the golden image after their reading or the hearing of the music and all the musical instruments. And he says, and whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. So they went to the king and began to tell on the Jews. That's just like today. Go and try to tell on the people of God. Because we are worshiping God, because we are praising the name of the Lord and lifting up the name of Jesus, glory to God. They don't want us to praise God, but they want us to worship these golden images that was set up and made by man. Those that had no voice, those that had no eyes to see, glory to God. Yes, they have eyes, but they can't see. They are blind. Lord, have mercy. But this is what people are doing today. They are running and they are tattling and they are telling different things on the people of God to disencourage them, to cause them to fall. But listen here. In verse, Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Glory to God. The king set up this golden image, and he wanted them to worship that golden image. But he heard that they do not serve his God, nor do they worship the golden image king has set up. Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Now the king, he was threatening them today. The devil will try to threaten you and try to cause you to fear. But we don't have to fear because the Lord is on our side. We are serving the true and the living God. And we refuse to bow down to Satan and worship his golden image, which he has set up. And the people of God, the true people of God, know that it was not an image that blessed our souls. It was not an image that delivered us from sin, but it was the mercy of God that delivered us from sin. So why should we bow down and worship a golden image that we know did not bring us out of sin? And the Bible says in verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. I wonder if you are determined to go through with the Lord. Are you determined to hold
yes.
to the word of God? Are you determined? Glory to God. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God. You have to let the devil know we will not serve your God. We will not serve you, devil, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Set up all the golden images you want, but we will not serve you. God's protection is protecting us from the evil. Hallelujah. He will deliver his people. Glory to God. God will cover us with his shield from exposure. He protects us from injury, from damage or destruction.
Yes.
He protects us. He guards us. God will defend his people. The scripture said that they will bring us before kings, hallelujah, and magistrates. Lord, have mercy. But you don't have to worry. In that hour, the same hour, the Lord is going to put the words in your mouth. He'll give you what to say before these judges and these magistrates. The devil will cast some of us into prison. But if, hallelujah, if we are being tried, God still will come to our deliverance. He
yes,
will
he will
set us free. Either way, if we have to die, we can die in the name of the Lord, for the Lord God of our salvation. Hallelujah. We would be willing to lay down our lives for the sake of
mm-hmm.
Christ, because he was merciful unto us. He saved us and forgave us. He laid down his life that we might have life to the tree of life. Glory to God. We don't have to bow to Satan and his imps. Glory to God. The God we serve is all powerful. I heard in the book of Jeremiah 1:8, the Bible said, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee
yes.
to deliver thee, saith the Lord. I want the devil to know that the Lord is with us. He's with
mm-hmm.
us to deliver us, saith the Lord. And then he went on to say, but I will deliver thee in that day, saith the Lord, and thou shalt not be given into the hand of the men of whom thou art afraid. Glory to God.
Amen.
No one that you might be afraid of. God is saying he will surely, he sealed it with the seal. I will surely deliver thee. Hallelujah. And you shall not fall by the sword. You're not going to fall by the sword of the devil. But God is saying he will surely deliver thee if you are serving the Lord and if you are trying to live right and please the Lord. Glory to God. He will come and he will
yes,
deliver.
He will.
When he delivered you,
He's going to set you free. He's going to come. He's going to come through with your deliverance. Glory to God. We can count on God. We can depend on him. He knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. There has no temptation taken you but such as is common unto man. But the Lord will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. We can bear it because we are trusting in the Lord. He is our hope today. He is our protector. He is our deliverer. That's why we look to God. That's why we refuse to bow to the devil. I believe Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they refused to bow to the devil, and they trusted in God to deliver their souls. They said, he will deliver us out of your hand, O King. Do what you will. Say what you want. But by God, will deliver me. He will deliver us out of your hand, devil. Hallelujah. He's got the power. He's got all power in his hand.
Yes,
and he is a strong deliverer. Glory to God. He knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. The Lord delivered David from his enemies. Glory to God. And he will do the same for the people of God. Deliver us out of the hands of the enemy, out of all the hands of those who seek to slay us. Sometimes they slay us with their tongue. Hallelujah. And the devil will come any way he can as long as he feels like he can cause you to give up and throw in the towel. But we refuse to bow to the devil. If you bow to the devil, your soul is already lost. Lord, I tell you, God is able to take us through. In the book of Psalms, the 22nd chapter and the 4th and the 5th verse, the Bible said our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted and thou didst deliver them. They trusted in God and God surely did deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despise the people. That devil, he despises us. David said, all they that see me laugh, they laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. The Lord is speaking today. He said they shoot out the lip. They shake their head, saying he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me whole. When I was upon my mother's breast, I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near. For there's none to help. And they gaped upon thee with their mouths as a raving and roaring lion. That was the devil. They were gaping upon David as a roaring lion. And this is the same thing. This king, he began to get furious with wrath. Lord, he began to get so furious. He wanted to cast Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace. He wanted them to be gone. But God, I thank God, he came and he delivered them out of that burning fire. Glory to God. I believe the king looked in and saw that it was looked like it was four of them that they saw in there. And that fourth one looked like he around amidst the burning fire. Hallelujah. Amen. God moves and he worked in their favor. He delivered them out of that fiery furnace. They were walking around. They had their hats on, and their hat was not singed. They didn't have the smell of smoke on their body and their clothes. But God delivered them with a strong arm, with a mighty hand. He delivered them, and they were free. Glory to God. That's the God that we, the people of God, serve. We serve a powerful God. We serve a mighty God. He's strong in battle. Glory to God. He knows how to deliver the godly. He knows. He knows how to provide a way of escape that we may be able to bear it. And this is what the Lord did for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He delivered them. They refused to bow, and God delivered them. But if they had bowed, Lord, they would have lost their souls. They would have lost out on this salvation. And that's how Satan does. He tries to make you lose your salvation or whatever it is that God has done for you. If he converted you, Satan will try to make you lose out, try to make you give that up. But you ought to hold on, hold fast to sound words, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ had made you free, and be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage, but hold fast, stand fast, stay right there, maintain your uprightness in the Lord. Don't let Satan cause you to throw in the towel, but hold fast until God comes and deliver your soul, until he comes and reigns righteousness, till he comes and makes the way, till he comes and sets you free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just hold on. The Bible says in Psalm the 18th chapter and the 3rd verse, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The Lord, he is our buckler. He is our salvation. He is our high tower. The righteous runneth into it, and they are safe. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Glory to God. Not worrying about the devil. Not worrying about what he said. Not worrying about how he threatens. Not worrying about what he's trying to do. But you can lay down and not be afraid and have sweet sleep. Glory to God. That's the God we serve. One who will come to your defense. One who will protect your shield from exposure. Satan, hallelujah. He wants you to be out there in the field. But the Lord said in his word, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. And he said, and they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither shall the beast of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid, because God is with us. He is with his people, and he will protect us, and he will deliver his people. We have many examples in the Bible. God delivered his people. He delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt, out of bondage. They prayed 400 long years, but God delivered them and brought them out with a strong arm. They were able to go forth and praise the Lord. They began to sing and take a timbrel and praise God for the deliverance. And when we know that God has done something for us, we ought to take a timbrel or take a song or clap our hands and give God some type of praise for his deliverance and for what he has done for us and for how he delivered us out of the hand of Satan, out of the snare of the devil. Glory to God. He's an on-time God. He may not come when we want him to, but when he comes, he's always on time. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
I tell you, the children of Israel, they sang a song unto the Lord, and they were thankful and began to bless the name of the Lord after all that they had been through. And some of us, we've been through the fire. We've been tried. We've been tested. But God, I said, God has protected us.
Yeah.
And God has blessed us. He has delivered us out of that snare. Oh, glory to God that Satan had planned for the people of God. That's why we are thankful and we bless the name of the Lord. If he healing for your body, God, he will heal. He said, I am he that healeth thee. God can heal your body. He can save your soul. He can make a way out of no way. He can open up a door that's closed. God, he's a way maker. He's a door opener. Hallelujah. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. He's a doctor in the sick room. He's a deliverer for those who are in prison. God, I said, God can deliver. He can do it all. He can save to the uttermost. He can fill with the Holy Ghost. God, I said, God, he will protect us and keep us and deliver us and defend us. Salvation, the one that can deliver anybody. All we have to do is look to God and trust in him. At this time, there may be somebody that needs healing for their body. Somebody want to be saved. Somebody want to make a change. Somebody is tired of living that old wretched life. Glory to God, they want to feel the Spirit of God. They want the Lord to change their mind and their heart. They want to be free. Well, God is calling right now. You can come to the Lord. Come on. name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your anointing. We thank you right now, Lord. We pray that you continue to touch and bless. Send your word for more, Lord. Help somebody to receive you. Help them, Lord,
Lord,
give up their ways. Help them to seek your faith. Help them to run to you, Lord, calling on the name of the Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe your word today. We know that you are able. We know you got the power. Touch right now, Lord, those souls that are carrying a heavy burden, those souls that are in need. Oh, my God, they need a God on their side. Help them, Lord Jesus. Save to the uttermost. Jesus, help them, oh Lord, to repent of their sins, to give their life to you, to be sorry that they sinned against you. Touch right now, Lord. Deliver Jesus. Change that mind. Change that heart, Lord. Help them, Lord, to receive our word. Help them, Lord, to run for you, Lord. Help them, Jesus. We know you're able. We know you're able, Jesus. You are a burden bearer. Faith to the uttermost, oh Lord. Help somebody to receive salvation. Help somebody, oh Lord, to come to you, oh Lord, while they have a chance, while the blood is running warm in their veins. Help them, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know thou art able. We know you can heal, and we know you can save. We pray that you touch right now, oh Lord. Strengthen the weak. Oh, my God, and look on the bereaved. Catch them right now, Jesus. Deliver them, oh Lord. Help them, Jesus. Oh, my God, lift the burden of their heart. Comfort their soul, oh Lord. Strengthen them, Jesus. Take them through, oh Lord. Have mercy, oh Lord. Save somebody, oh Lord. Help somebody to turn and to seek your face and call upon thy name and call upon you while you are near. For we know thou art able. We know you got the power. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you've already done, oh Lord. We thank you for the listeners, Jesus. We pray that you encourage them, oh Lord. Help them to continue to listen, oh Lord, and to hear your word and receive that word into their hearts that they may be saved. In the name of Jesus, dear Lord, we thank you right now. We give your name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. This part of this broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hamid.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for that powerful, soul-stirring message. A message of encouragement, letting us know that God protects us. And know this, he will deliver his people. Praise God. I really enjoyed the word of God. I'm encouraged through that word. And I just want to encourage you, Ben, may to keep on letting God have his way. Keep preaching the word of God. And the Lord is encouraging us and letting us know that we can trust him, that we can have this confidence that the three Hebrew boys had to be able to say to the king, we are not careful how we ask you. In other words, we don't have to worry because our God that we serve, he will deliver us. Hallelujah. And you have to have that confidence because, yes, the devil's going to come. He's going to present you with an opportunity to bow down and worship him or to worship some image or something else, to turn away from the true and the living God. But you can refuse to to bow down and know that God is going to protect you from whatever the enemy want to do to you. And that's how the enemy is. He try to get you to do something, and you refuse, he gets angry. He gets furious.
Yes, he does. Amen.
And put harm on you. He want to do something to make your life miserable. But God will protect us from whatever the enemy's trying to do, and he will deliver us. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
So we can have that confidence in knowing serve the true and the living God. And we're not worried. We're not worried.
Amen.
God is going to be there for us. He's going to protect us. He was there in the fiery furnace before the Hebrew boys even got placed in there. Because he was there waiting, taking the heat out of the flames. They couldn't feel it. But the ones who cast them in there, they were slain. They were killed.
Yes, they were.
By the heat of the flames. Well, glory be to God. But God protects his own. He was there. Oh, praise the Lord. And so let's be encouraged. Let's take God at his word. Let's trust in him and just believe him. Don't let the enemy place doubt in your mind concerning what the Lord can and will do. But you can speak it just like the three Hebrew boys spoke it. They said, God will deliver. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, he would say, God shall deliver us out of thy hand.
Amen.
So don't worry about that. Just be encouraged and keep looking to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. At this time, we're going to give way for remarks from the evangelist, Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell, talking about God's protection and saying he will deliver his people. And we have this great God, this almighty God who delivers us. And so like she said, you know, why should we bow down to a golden image or to another God who did not deliver us? And we, you know, like the Vanessa coming to speak, let the devil know that, you know, we will not serve him. And so we don't have to bow no matter what the threat is. We have God's protection. I truly enjoy the word of God. Man, if they I tell you, preach, I just wanted to throw my phone because I just got so good. Just thank God for it. Thank God for you. Thank God for the anointing. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Thank God for the beautiful remarks coming through then. Khadija, and yes, I was feeling the same way because I mean, Angela, you preach.
Preach.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, it's just getting better and better and better.
Thank the Lord.
We thank the Lord.
Amen.
All things at this time, we're going to return the remainder of the broadcast over into the hands of the band of May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for all the remarks coming through our evangelist. And I thank the Lord for all of our listeners on tonight. And my family who continuously tune in to the broadcast every week. I thank the Lord for those new ones who are coming along. Tune in. God has something good for you, and we are glad that you thought about us. So we're going to continue in prayer, and we look forward to being back here again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. Feel free to tune in on the conference line or on the broadcast line. Praise the Lord. And the number for the conference line is 701-802-5175. And the access number is 5847681, pound sign. And if you want to tune into the radio, you can call 563-999-3511. God bless you. Thank the Lord for this broadcast. Thank the Lord for Evangelist Amin and Evangelist Khadija. We are praying for you. God bless you. And if there is nothing else, Evangelist Amin or Evangelist Khadija. Okay, we
thank you.
Thank the Lord.
At this time, this ends, brings the broadcast to an end. We look forward to meeting with you again Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you. Good night.